Prime Minister Kevin Rudd has now announced a $10.4 billion economic stimulus package, which delivers help to pensioners, families and first home buyers. He says the federal government is acting decisively to keep Australia's economy growing. Joining me now from federal parliament is political correspondent Lyndall Curtis. Lyndall, this package is considerably larger than was speculated. What's in it?
Yes, so there was speculation this morning that it'd be a $5 billion package. It's more than double that to $10.4 billion. The help mainly targeted at people who will go out and spend the money when they get it, who won't hoard it away for the future. That's pensioners, carers, low and middle income families and first home buyers. On the family payments, there'll be $3.9 billion worth of support, $1,000 payments for each eligible child in care for those who receive family tax benefit Part A, and also those receiving youth allowance, ABSTUDY or the Veterans Children's Education Scheme. The first home buyer's grant will double from $7,000 to $14,000. But for people buying as their first home, a new home, a newly built home, it'll actually triple to $21,000. The government will also create new training places, 56,000 new training places. But the biggest element of this package is a $4.8 billion payment to pensioners and carers and seniors. Kevin Rudd says that the payments will be lump sum ones.
This will contain within it a $4 billion down payment for pensioners, which will be made available through a lump sum payment of $1,400 to single pensioners and $2,100 to pensioner couples. This will be payable in December. The decisions necessary to implement that change by December need to be taken this week. Also, people who are receiving carer allowance will also receive $1,000 for each eligible person they care for. These payments will be made from 8 December 2008 and are intended to provide additional support in the 9 months between now and the middle of next year, when long-term reforms will take place, as the government has already indicated.
And that's Prime Minister Kevin Rudd speaking a short time ago in Canberra. Lyndall, what's the government saying about why it's spending such a big chunk of the surplus now?
Well, the Prime Minister says there are three reasons. If you look at the data that's being produced in recent days, there are significant downward revisions in global economic growth. There's evidence of softening prices for commodities that Australia sells, and that business and consumer confidence here and in other countries is pointing to difficult times ahead. He is describing this as an economic security strategy. He's already said that financial crisis is the equivalent of a rolling national security strategy, and he's employing some of that language to describe this an economic security strategy. He says it was important for the government to act early and decisively. He says the global financial crisis is entering into a new, dangerous and damaging phase, and that this job is designed not only to support households, but also to help keep economic growth positive. So they certainly are concerned about economic growth and they want to keep a plus sign in front of it.
Now, opposition leader Malcolm Turnbull indicated this morning that he'd support a smaller plan. Is he likely to back this one?
Yes, I think there would be no doubt that the opposition will back this plan. They already came out on the weekend and said that they'd back the plan that Kevin Rudd announced to support bank deposits and bank borrowings. The opposition has been calling for quite some time for help for pensioners and carers while it proposed a $30 increase in the rate of the pension. I think it would agree that a lump sum increase is also an equivalent payment, a similar sort of payment. And Kevin Rudd is now definitely saying that there'll be more help for pensioners, likely to be an increase in the base rate of the pension in next year's budget to take place to come into force in the middle of the year. This also will be supported by the backbenchers, who've also had concerns about pensioners and the difficulties they are in, and certainly will be supported by pensioners themselves.
Lyndall Curtis, thank you. That's Lyndall Curtis, our political correspondent in Canberra. The federal government has just announced a $10.4 billion economic stimulus package.